Okay. You said if you had a heart attack or something like that, that would
be right, different. Right. Or if I were injured, you know, if it was something that could be, but if a disease had debilitated my body to the extent that I was going to die without all of the setup, I don't want that. I want to die with dignity when they know that. God forbid that the cancer did come back and destroy me to a place that I couldn't live without all of this extra paraphernalia. I don't want that. I just want to, if and when this happens, I want them to just keep me as comfortable as I can be kept. But none of this added stuff. And no resuscitation. As I said, none of the things that would, and I was asked a question, feeding, if I were to a place that I could not take food, the feeding tube, I told them I didn't want that. No, when I said nothing, that's exactly what I meant. They said, well, now, you know, in an amount of time that your body will starve. Mm-hmm. I said, but in an amount of time, I'll be gone anyway. Mm-mm. Oh, and that's, as I said, that was the day I had asked about that and had spoken of it several times. Mm-hmm. But I had never put it in force until that day, and our counselor. Because now, when I was at the VA the whole time that I stayed there, during this amount of time, I lectured to, like we would have, get together like a person that had come in, you know, that had been diagnosed with a cancer, and reacting, well, we first have to heal our mind before we can heal our body. Mm. We have to accept this fact that this is. But you don't go on then mourning and groaning. And living, as the saying goes, behind a dark cloud all the time. You have to kind of push that cloud aside and look at the sunshine once in a while, or the flower die. Mm-hmm. We all have to do that. And as I said, we attended these seminars, and I went back several times, even after I had been home. Dr. Hazlett, I was trying to think about her name. Dr. Hazlett, I used to go and talk with the patients that was coming in that had just discovered that they had.
Is Dr. Hazlett a woman?
Uh huh.
Susan Hazlett?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I know her.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Isn't she charming?
I went to college with her.
No kidding!
And we share, on Friday morning, we share a babysitter.
My
little boy goes and plays with her little girl. They live not too far from us. She's sweet. Though I don't really know her much now, even though we do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember her from college, and I liked her very much then. I didn't know she worked over there. I knew that's what she did, but I didn't know it was over there. Can I tell you I saw you?
Yes. I have a couple of notes. Like, I was out of my room, and she had been in to visit me, mm-hmm. and missed me. I have a couple of notes I still have in my in one of my books that she had left me, saying that she had missed me, but if nothing happened, she'd be back later that day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A very charming person.
She's nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a small world, though. Isn't that something?
We were undergraduates at Duke together. 20 years ago, I guess.
My.
And then we didn't see each other until we ran across each other walking in the neighborhood one day, you know, 15 years later or something. We had both been gone and moved back,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's funny. It is a small world. Now I forgot what I was going to ask. Maybe I'll jump back a little bit. At the same time, was this the same time? Lena said that it's been fairly recently that you've also been pushing for, been part of the High Plains effort to get federal recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And was all this going on while you were dealing with your cancer?
Mm-mm.
That came later.
No, that come later. We are hoping to be federally. We have some of the benefits already. The community does. Our children, for instance, like the Title V and the Title IX, and what have you, they have benefit of that. But at the time we're hoping to be federally recognized.
And what would that do? And what does that? Why do you want that?
Why we want that?
Uh-huh.
That will make us eligible, for instance, such as grants to some help with if we needed or could take care of our own as we used to for it. I would say to further our education. Mm-hmm. For instance, if I had a child that had the ability to become a doctor, mm-hmm. but I didn't have the finances, mm-hmm. and I did not have the collateral to put down there, they in turn, the government in turn, would loan my child or me the money to go to school with. Mm-hmm. Then, after I had finished school then, I would have to have, usually it's required then that you spend a certain amount of your time, give back what they call. For instance, if you graduated from Duke on that, then Duke would require you to give them at least 4 years.
Right.
The amount of time that you had in college, they would require you that you work there, mm-hmm. for this amount of time. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the big thing that that would do for us.
Mm-hmm. And you showed me a place where that maybe there'd be a community center.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
That's like once in a while when we get together, art, like the powwows, mm-hmm. that they have places, mm-hmm. and this would be a place then that we could take our arts, craft, what we had. To sell, because you see, our office now is at the church, mm-hmm. and naturally, it's objection. Mm-hmm. It's objection to you taking anything in there.
Right.
Our get-togethers being in the fellowship hall, mm-hmm. which is connected to the church, mm-hmm. is the church,
right.
and on the church grounds, it's objections there.
Mm-hmm.
Of taking stuff there to be mm-hmm. sold, mm-hmm. or having that get together on the church ground, mm-hmm. and if we can establish our building, if we can build us a place, then this is completely separate and apart from the church. Mm-hmm. At that, we would be able then, as I said, to take our crafts or what we had there, and to have our get-togethers, our powwows, and what have you.
Is this push for like federal recognition and for and things like the community centers? Is that a really important thing to you, or is it kind of a side thing in your life?
It's very important to me. It's very important to me. I want to. Now, I don't have how would I say this? I don't have anybody in school now. But I still have family. I still have, I call my extended family. There are, and I'll just use this as instance, one of my niece's children. Those children are extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. One of them is just, well, and the other one, I guess when she's up to the age, but she's very, very smart. And I would like for the reason that when she says that she either wants to be a lawyer or a doctor. Mm-hmm. And she could well do it, so far as her mental capacity mm-hmm. is concerned. But under her circumstance, whether or not the finances, I would like if she wanted to become a lawyer or a doctor, she says that she wants to become a pediatrician. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's not only going to be a whole lot of money up front, but for a long time. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot gone out before there'll be any coming in.
Right.
But then if we were to be able to put this, if we were, then she would just be able to go on and reach her potential. Mm-hmm. If she wanted to become a pediatrician, she wouldn't be denied that opportunity simply because of a finance. Mm-hmm. That she would have the same chance that the other person had. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's, to me, very important. I would be very thrilled if we did get federal recognition.
This is kind of a rhetorical question, but like, do you believe that the federal government owes the High Plains people federal recognition and kind of what comes with it?
Well, it would depend on
I mean, like, for things that have happened in the past. Do you think that there's a responsibility that
more or less like a compensation to the that they can't undo what has been done. There's no way now. The only way I guess I would say would be what could be done for these that's coming on now.
For young people now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not going to make it like equal in your eyes. It's not like the American government does this and the sins of the past are washed away.
Well, no. At least you feel like that it's. I know now that I'm not in a situation to go back to school. Hmm. I couldn't start in school tomorrow, even if they paid. Mm-hmm. Even if they paid my tuition. I couldn't start in school tomorrow. Furthermore, if I wanted to go to law school, mm-hmm. they'd have to be carrying me in a wheelchair before I would finish, leave alone to have anything, you know, have any years of practice or whatever. If I wanted to become a doctor, go on and be a doctor, I couldn't do that either.
But you said yesterday in the car that you did always wonder what you might have been mm-hmm. if you had given the opportunity.
Don't you think we all would?
Oh, yeah. But you more than many, because you have a kind of intelligence that would have made many different things possible.
Well,
if you know what I mean. That other people, I mean, they can dream, but they can't dream of different things. They can't... But there would have been a whole world of things
mm-hmm.
that would have potentially been open to you.
Yeah, and as I made the statement, I have wondered. I really have. I've wondered, really, what will I have been today had I had today's opportunity? Mm-hmm. I mean, that I was just another individual, mm-hmm. capable, all I needed was the education. Mm. I'm not ignorant. I know that. Mm. I'm not ignorant. I'm uneducated.
Well, you're not even you've done very well, but potentially, if you had been born today, yes, a whole other world would have been open to you.
And had I been...
Because to become a nurse in your day was an exceptional thing. I mean, that showed both intelligence and a certain kind of drive that was very unusual for that day.
And to be a woman in the service in the 40s, unheard of. So far out...
What was it like?
It was... Well, I said, I saw the day that I would... The saying goes, curse the day that I ever raised my hand and went in, and then it's days that are priceless. Because of... giving me an opportunity I had never had. Of being able to become, as I said, and has said, I wondered even more that life brought what it did in so many ways. Had I not have been in the service
mm-hmm.
and all that right. has happened. All that has happened, my medical bills in itself, I couldn't buy a loaf of bread if I had to go out in today's world.
Right. Sure wouldn't stay 6 weeks in a hospital. A couple mm-hmm. hours in the emergency room, maybe.
Oh, many hours in the emergency room I have spent, and that medication, that tamoxifen, is absolutely, you would not, unless you have dealt with it, you would not believe what that stuff costs. Mm. Well, my family wouldn't have ever finished paying.
And VA took care of that, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if they took care of all the drugs.
Yeah, I'm privileged. And this is what I'm saying of the service. To me, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
How did you actually get in the service? I mean, were you already a nurse then?
Uh-uh.
They trained?
No, I trained.
So was it something you joined up to be a nurse, though? Was there any other role, place for a woman in the Army?
Yeah, we had We had people in a whole lot of things. You know, like in communication, they were in transportation, they were in what they call the steno pool, all of this stuff.
So when you joined, you just joined the Army, was it what they call the WACS?
Mm-hmm.
You joined the WACS,
mm-hmm.
But you don't know you're going to be a nurse at that point.
No, I was hoping that I was going to be.
Well, what made you decide to join in the first place? I mean, it was, like you said, it was a very unusual thing for a woman to do.
Mm-hmm.
And an Indian woman?
Because I wanted something better. I didn't have an education to have a profession. I worked a job before I went into service.
What were you doing in Delaware? You were in Delaware?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing in Delaware before you joined the Army?
I worked in the bakery.
Like a big bakery that...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One that my brother and one of my friends had worked in there. I was an inspector in there. Mm-hmm. But I wanted more than that. I wanted a profession.
And you saw the Army as a way?
I saw the Army, and one of my friends that I was very close to, we spent a lot of time together, you know, reminiscing. We go places together and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey, Epps, let's just go down and join the Army. Then we can both get an education. We won't have to spend the rest of our lives in this stinking bakery. I said, what day are we going down? And down we went.
You were that ready? You were ready?
No. I was ready because I saw the door of opportunity. They said, you know, join the Army and become you could more or less make your dream come true. If you wanted to, you would have the privilege anyway. Mm-hmm. Go in there and stand on equal ground best you could.
What did the folks back home say, think?
About
all this?
You heard me right. I was the Jezebel of the nation to be talking about a woman out there, you know, and working with all of those men.
So it was almost like a, yeah.
Like a no-no. Forget it.
So they thought it was like even signs of like being a loose woman or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
That you just weren't.
Right.
They weren't. Nobody was proud that you would be in the Army fighting for America.
All that my parents. I had that. Although they couldn't have kept me from it because I was 21 years old.
Well, they supported you?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. My parents,
well, that's kind of unusual, I think.
They supported me. As I said, now they wouldn't have had any say, you know, naturally.
Right.
I could have gone on and ain't going in anyway. But I went in with their blessings. Of course, they talked to me. They talked to me at length about it. But, and they knew. They knew how much I wanted something for myself. Mm. And they felt in this, giving me that heartfelt support in this to help me realize the dream that I had of my own.
But wasn't there like a part of your mom and daddy that wanted you just like come back and marry a local boy and live on the farm?
Right, right.
Be, you know, have Sunday dinner every
mm-hmm.
week.
Right. I mean,
wasn't that what they were kind of expecting?
Right. And then this was the life of my sisters.
Mm. Right.
This was the life of...
And to get married, you're supposed to... Gosh, you're 21 years old. Just be married.
Right.
With children.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's time now, you know, that you...
I mean, nowadays everyone would say that you're too young, but 21 then was... Right? I mean, 21 then was... You were supposed to be settled down almost. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that... In fact... God, if you... At 21 years old... A lot of girls... had long established their homes and families at 21 years old. Because, you see, you didn't plan anything past school.
Right.
And some didn't even finish school.
Right. Right. Well, every time I take one step forward, I go two steps back. Well, why did you leave, why didn't you just stay in High Plains in the first place?
Because I didn't have any opportunity.
You could have stayed here and done what your sisters did.
But that wasn't what I wanted.
What made you different?
I don't know.
If you don't mind, I mean, I didn't mean to be so blunt about it. But,
well,
but,
that's not being blunt. Oh, you're looking at it. You're looking at it with reality. We're all different, as I had made a statement earlier. You know, we're not all... We are not all born to be teachers. Mm. We are not all born to be farmers. We are not all born to be doctors. Mm. And you could never, ever be satisfied out here with a bunch of mules walking and turning up land. Mm.
I could do it for a day or two.
Yeah, for something new, but this just wasn't me. I had seen other people, and they could. I mean, like. I just wanted this for me. I was the first person from this community, the first girl that ever went away from home that wasn't married and moved with a husband to go out on their own.
That's kind of what I was trying to get at. Like, well, where'd that come from? You had seen people who had... Did you have role models? Did you have... What made you think that you could do that? Here you are in little High Plains where everyone... Well, you don't even go into Roxborough but once a year. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing coming up is that you go to the state fair. Mm-hmm. And what makes you get the notion that you can go off and have this bigger life? Somewhere. Weren't you happy here?
Sure.
Your girlhood sounded happy.
Sure. It was. But see, times comes a time in life you don't just mark time. I had a beautiful childhood. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
I could tell that.
No.
And then...
But see, I would not always remain a child. And what I was happy and satisfied with, one day I had to move on. We all have to move on. We don't mark time in life. Days pass. For everything, there's a season, a time. It was time to move on then. I couldn't advance here. I had nowhere to go and nothing to do. Yeah, I could have stayed and worked on the farm. I could have married a man. It wasn't that I couldn't have had a boyfriend. I could have been married even before I was out of school, had I seen it that way, because a lot of my schoolmates were. We celebrated this lady and her husband, which is relatives of mine. They celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary, and she's a good bit younger than me. We celebrated her 60th. I could have done the same thing, but this wasn't what I wanted. I wanted something different. I didn't want I'd really, really and I don't know how to say this, to say it with respect, of which I mean it, I don't mean it as derogatory to say now what I'm going to say. I did not visualize myself married to a sawmill man living in a shack.
I can see that. And I can see that someone who thinks about the world like you do, or did, you know, who's may not be well educated, but who's not ignorant either, would be unsatisfied with that. I still don't think I quite understand. I mean, it still requires a leap of faith or of something to make it seem possible. You know what I mean?
You're right.
I mean, there must have been other girls in High Plains that, not just in your generation, but in earlier times even, must have had the same hankering.
But they didn't
do it.
Because they believed people when they told them that they couldn't. I can tell you where the difference was. I can tell you exactly where the difference was. I was the dreamer.
The dreamer?
I was the dreamer. Now, you know without the shadow of a doubt. Now, your daddy can't do this, and so your daddy doesn't even make his expenses. He can't ever finance you to do the things you're dreaming about. I didn't expect him to, but one day I was going to grow up, as you asked why, that at this time, why at this time that I done what I did. Mm-hmm. See, in my day, if I had left home before I was 21 years old, I couldn't do anything for myself.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you were not an adult at 18 then. You had to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
Even sign anything, you had to be 21 years old.
Especially a girl, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a girl, I imagine.
Right. Well, even a boy. Because, see, you couldn't get your driver's license or anything then until you was 21 years old, till you were counted as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do it. But I was determined, yes. Oh, she'll never do so and so. But see, I didn't believe them. If others could do it, why not me? You know, it had to be some world. There had to be somebody in this world that would trust me enough.
Mm-hmm.
That would, that I wasn't going to be treated any different because of who I was and where I come from.
Mm. You said there had to be some place in this world.
Right. I said it had to be, yeah. It just had to be some place that it wouldn't make any difference when I said that I was Zan Ipsis' daughter. Indian from. I said, it had to be somewhere when they asked, who is your parents? Where do you come from, so to speak? Who are you? There had to be somewhere that it wouldn't make any difference when I said, I'm Zan Ipsis' daughter. I'm an Indian from Person County. Mm-hmm. Are you Mexican? They look at my complexion. The next thing, they think that I'm Mexican, that I'm something else.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, at that age, were you ashamed that you were Zan Ipsis' daughter, the Person County Indian?
Of course not. Of course not. I was proud. I was proud that I was. I had one of the greatest dads. I had one of the greatest dads. And this, he is the reason. He is the reason. And his teaching, his guidance. Don't ever let anybody tell you what you can or can't do, so far as wanting to go on to do something for myself, to help myself, to, as we call it, better ourselves.
Had he been able to do that?
I thought he was a great... Oh, yeah, Daddy didn't go to college. As I'd made a statement before, my dad couldn't read nor write. But there's one of the wisest guys that I've met. I've met everything from the president to the ambassadors. Everything from that to the king and the shahs. This man was far wiser than any of they. Because learning, education is from a book. Wisdom is from God. Any guy could take two little fuzzy mules and this land that you are able to see the most of, raise 10 children and a sickly wife, and never take a loaf of bread as a handout. To me, he's not an ignorant guy. He's uneducated, but uneducated in a lot of things. But life didn't happen to be one of them. And he was very proud of us. He was very proud of us children and wanted us to accomplish and bade us. I mean, there was no such thing as just like he said when we were in school. Now, you didn't come home with an F on your report card for your conduct. If it is, you went to the woodshed. A known thing, he said, I can't. If you do not have the ability to get the lesson that the teacher assigned, if you cannot make a high grade on that, you don't have anything to do with that. But he said, your conduct, you do.
And at the same time, you said that he spent time with you, that he...
Oh, definitely. And see, this encouragement, I wanted to do thus and so. But such and such a person, well, don't pay any mind. Don't pay any mind to them. They say what they think you can do. You know what you can do. So instead of letting them be right, to say that you can't do this, and you go along to believe that you can't, get in there and show them that you can. And that very thing is the reason that today I am what I am, is because of this. And I did not believe when others laughed at me. Yeah, I was a laughing stock. I mean, like, so far out, you know. As we would put it in today's world. Pipe dreams, they call them. Well, whoever really realized an accomplishment, the never dream.
What kind of things would you be dreaming about when they would call you, when they'd laugh or poke fun? I mean, what kind of things would you be, where would your mind be going?
He who laughs last, laugh loudest.
Well, I didn't mean that, but what kind of things were you dreaming of that would provoke them to, you know, treat you that way?
Oh, I was saying that someday, you know. And it was many years, and I wish my dad could have. And as simple as it is to all of today's generation, I said, one day I'm going to be independent enough that I don't have to depend on somebody else for bread on my table. I don't have to be solely dependent on somebody else for the bread on my table. That I can still eat if it's nobody but me. Mm-hmm. If it's nobody but me, I won't be living in the street, and I won't be bagged in with somebody else because I can't have a place of my own. Mm-hmm. If things doesn't work out, that I won't be outside, so to speak. That I still wouldn't be out in the cold. That I would still have a place. I'd still have a place of my own.
Were you telling people that you weren't just going to be a farmer's wife?
Uh-huh. Sure did. They didn't have any interest in that. Because they said, phew. Now I know. If it was some people, I know you could have any guy you wanted. Part of it was I didn't want him. Now, I don't say that as being ugly. It's just a matter that I just didn't want that kind of life, I'll just be honest. And it might have been better than the life that I did end up with. I'm not saying any different. But it was just not what I wanted.
I think it's real, I think I know what you mean by it, but could you explain just a little bit more about how you could be, you see how it, if you step back from it a second, how it sounds strange, a little bit, to be so obviously proud and have so much love for your father, and at the same time to say that you didn't just want to grow up and be Zanip's little girl from, you know, High Plains.
Yeah, but if you could have seen that old man, if you could have seen that man call my dad, they come to pick me up at the train station when I come home on furlough the first time. If you could have seen my daddy, when I stepped off of that train that day.
In that uniform?
Uh-huh.
In that picture?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I stepped off of that I guess you'd see a platform that day anyway, where we come out. If you could have seen his face. Someone said to him, "Who are you looking for?" And he raised his hand and says, "That's my daughter."
He was proud.
Thou was the... I can't express it. I mean, it's... what words would say the look on that guy's face?
You could see how proud he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when people spoke of having people in the service, he said, yeah, I have two sons and a daughter. I have two sons and a daughter in the service. Mm-hmm. Proud as a peacock. And it would come with people when I was working here. He would come to visit people. I'll come with somebody.
When you were working where? At the...
It's